The Goyin last time and the time before we mentioned that according to the Gra, the extra word La'amita, Din Emes La'amita, is referring to two different qualities that the Dayan has to have. Number one, that he has to know the halacha, he has to know the din, and number two, he has to be able to be aware of the potential ramos of the dayonim, have to be aware of the potential ramos of the balei din and the edim and whatever else is brought into the picture. And the only way that that's possible is if he has some measure of havana in life. You know, there are a lot of other things that dayonim have to know in the particulars of a case. For example, if somebody brings a complicated inyan and dinim momentus and he doesn't have any idea of how commerce works, then he's not going to be able to apply the halacha correctly. That also lies in din emes la'amita. So ba'emes, there are three levels. One level is the pure halacha that he finds in the Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. Now there also, there are sub-inyonim. For example, not every halacha is in the Dalit Chelke Shulchan Aruch itself. So you have to have a much larger yediyah. Reb Moshe's approach, Zichron Levracha, was to start from the top. He had this incredible yediyah of Shas and Poskim in the Makoris. So Memele, he extrapolated always from the Makoris themselves. That's why you find Reb Moshe bringing in the Gemaras when he's explaining Halacha L'maisa. Others work much less from the Gemara than from the next level past the Gemara, such as Chacham Avadya Yosef, Liyabad L'chaim Tovim. So it's a different kind of learning and a different kind of Psak Halacha altogether. He doesn't go back to the Gemara and the Rishonim. He assumes that the analysis of the Gemara and the Rishonim that are found in the various Tshuvas Farim, of which he has a vast idea, are valid because these were the Gedolei Hador of their time. They're different Mahalchim, but anyone who wants to Paskin the Shaila cannot simply find it in the Shulchan Aruch itself. And the simplest example of this is that if you want to know certain Halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, basic of basics, you will not find it in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does not cover the full range of the Malachas of Shabbos. And even the ones that he covers them specifically in certain inyanim, and other inyanim are almost not mentioned, or perhaps not mentioned at all. So therefore, you can't simply say, I'm going to paskin because I consulted or I know the Shulchan Aruch well. So it's a very complicated inyan, yediyah satayra, for psak halacha. Number two, what the Goyim was talking about, that a person has to be able to have an intelligence and a capacity to read people and to know the circumstances and environments of his community. And number three, what I'm adding is that this is assumed, of course, by the Goyim in his knowledge of Torah, I suppose, that he has to have a yediyah in the world in terms of technical things. For example, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if you open up his analysis of how a boiler works or how electricity works, you see a remarkable grasp. Now, this isn't something he was born with, and I don't think he learned it in Cheder. But he invited, you know, people who were very competent in that field, and they taught him well. But he had a tremendous capacity to learn all of this strange material. And today you have to have a knowledge of computers, you have to have a knowledge of science in many other areas. Even, for example, a shayla, what begodim amachuyiv in tzitzis, right? So there's a whole shayla about, you know, somebody asked me the other day, he's wearing a poncho made out of plastic, but it mamish has arba kamfis. So is he mechuyev in tzitzis or not?
It's extruded.
So that's the question. What is plastic and how is plastic defined? We don't know a beged shel plastic in the Makairis. We know a beged shel or, ayin vav resh, a leather beged. But do we know a beged of plastic? No. So can you compare it? Can you not compare it? So not only does it require a yediyah hatayra, but it also requires a yediyah in the science of the plastics to some extent. And so on and so forth. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of such examples. Now, in the Gemara itself, the Gemara describes the madrega of a dayan who's dan din emes lamita hamaskilim yasiru kezora rakia. It's a very high madrega. Weist ois, that it's not poshut. It's not always that a person arrives at din emes lamita, because if it was very common, so what's the big praise, you know, that you're honest, that you're not a shyster, that you're not a ganav, you're not a fraud, you don't take shaykhad. I don't think it says, so Vaistai's din emeslamita is more than that. Now take a look first at the Rambam's Lashon, and then we'll see a Tshuvas HaRosh. The emeslin is, I overdid it, and I gave you the details of the case, not so much because we're going to do this part of the Russian Shir, because it'll take us an hour, and I don't know if it's Kedai for our purposes, but simply you should have it for your own edification. It's really a fascinating story. But let's begin with the Rambam. The purpose of the Rosh was to the end part of the Rosh, where he discusses Din Emes Lamita. The Rambam says in Perek Chav Gimel of Hilchos Sanhedrin Ol Cheches, a whole series of admonitions to the Dayan. La'olam yira Dayan atzmei kibu cherev munachas lo'at tzavoro, v'gehenem pesucho lo'y mitachtov. In other words, above and below. You know, it's not enough one or the other. It has to be cherev munachas loy al tzavoroi, v'gehenem p'sucha loy mitachtov. V'yeda es mi hudan, v'lifnei mi hudan, u'mi osid li para mimenu, im noto mikavo emes. Shenema elohim nitzov ba'adaskem. Or elohim, if it refers to the dayonim, are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oimer ru'um ma atem oisim, so you are in the place of the Ribbono Shel Olam kevayochol. The emison is that no human being can really judge another human being. There's always a mi samcha concept, but they take on the role of the mishpat of Hashem, ki hamishpat le'elokim hu, and therefore they are called elokim because they are in the role and in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadiku yachdov. So the darshan yachdov, who's the yachdov? Mishpatei Hashem is the dayan and the Ribbono Shel Olam yachdov. If the mishpat is emes, then it's tzadiku yachdov. There is, of course, something deeper, because when a person judges correctly, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with din. And the din that's emes is the foundation of truth. When a person veers from that truth, he corrupts the bria itself, and he creates inevitably a chil Hashem. So when the dayan is not done, din emes lamitai, it's a terrible thing. Now the Rambam continues, what about the positive? Kol dayan she'eno dan din emes lamitai continues, the goyim l'shchina she'tistalik mi'Yisrael. Right? So what is obviously the positive, we'll see in two lines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu nefesh. In other words, what is dinimominous between the two is legabi the dayan din in nefashos. A very remarkable concept. Rambam says, Vaita, what about the positive, if that's the case? The Gairim Lishchina Shetish Rabbi Yisrael. Shenema, Lakim Litzav Adasel. Shema Yoima Hadayan, Ma Liu Litzara Hazois. Dayan's going to say, what do I get from this anyhow? Why should I get involved? And I have to feel that the Cherev is on my neck and the Gehenim is open in front of me. I'll be Mishtamet and I'll sit in the base medish and I'll learn the whole day. And then Shalom Yisrael. Right? Talmud Loimar, ve'imchem bedvar mishpat, ein ledayan elamasha ein avroyes. That's very fascinating. Someone would have asked me, I would have said, this is not an answer. Because if the question is, ma'li u'litzara azois, so then what's the answer, ein ledayan elamasha ein avroyes? So I believe that the Rambam, in a certain sense, is like dot, dot, dot. He didn't finish the sentence. The pshat is like this. It goes back to what I said many times in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, and I think I mentioned it in the Agud of Pirkei Shiur. Chofetz Chaim said that to give an Eitzah is an impossible task, and to pasken halacha is much easier than to give an Eitzah. Why? So he said very simply, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a Shulchan Aruch and gave you a responsibility to be a Shofet, to be a Dayan, to be a Pesik. Klal Yisrael needs the Hadrach of the Psak, they have to know what to do. And therefore, your responsibility is acknowledged by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and your limitations are also acknowledged by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Namely, that you will not always be able to know that the Edom are telling the truth, or that the Balei Dvarim are not misleading you. No matter how hard you try, and no matter how capable you are. So there is a rule. Ein ledayon ela masha ein avroyos. The dayon goes by what he sees. He does not have to have nevuah. Does not have to have the koyach ha-nevuah. And a lot of people come to Reb Chaim and they fadrei him a cup and they tell him things and then they ask him, so what should I do? And based on what they tell him, that's what he answers. But he doesn't have nevuah. I don't think he ever claimed it, nor do we have to say that he has nevuah. He has the koyach of Das Torah. But the koyach of Das Torah cannot fathom beyond the truth some other truth that exists out there. So whatever a person says, based on what he says, that's what the answer is going to get. Lashitas, the question, the answer is substantial. If the question is off base, or if the person left out important features of information, or deliberately confounded the issue, then you get a different answer. That's why two people, but again, the same inyan can come to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zolzayin Gesundheitsstab, and get very different answers depending upon what the presentation was. In the instance of Ein L'dayin Ela Masha Ein Avroyos, there's a corollary. You don't have to be worried beyond that point. As long as you feel you entered with the right talents, abilities, and capabilities and intentions, even if it turns out wrong in the end, you've done what you're supposed to do. Ein L'dayin Ela Masha Ein Avroyos. When it comes to giving an Eitzah, there's no Ein L'dayin Ela Masha Ein Avroyos because you're not a dayan. Eitzah is a shayla of lifnei iver lo sitein mirshal. Chazal tell us that the main pshat of lifnei iver is don't give an eitzah which is not appropriate, which can hurt somebody. Bad advice. Now how does a person ever really know if the advice is good? Marry this girl. How do you know? Or go into this business, or buy that stock, or go to this yeshiva. Don't go to this place. Don't buy that stock. And so on and so forth. How does anyone really know? Go into the partnership. It'll be good for you. You're meant for each other. 6 weeks later, they're throwing arrows at each other and the business falls apart. How does a person ever know? There's no way to know. Nor can you fathom circumstances that are beyond your control. How do you know that the European markets are going to collapse? You don't know. Even now we don't know. The last minute something can happen and it can be resuscitated or it may not be resuscitated. Do we know what's going to be in the Middle East? We don't know anything. So in the interest of giving an Eitzah Hygienes, you have to know things that you can't possibly know. Because without that knowledge, how does the advice ever come out to be proper advice? So in there, there's an opposite principle working. Ha'adam yira lo einayim v'Hashem yira la levo. A person only sees what's in front of his eyes. Only Hashem knows what's in the heart. So how can you ever give good advice? So nevertheless, people come to tzaddikim, gedolim, talmidei chachamim for advice, and you feel compelled. But the Chafetz Chaim said it's an almost impossible task. This principle by a judge that ein l'dayin el masha ein avroyos. So we ask the question, what was our question? The Rambam says, maybe the dayan will say, Mali Yulitzarazais. And we're assuming that the Rambam's question is that the dayan will say, I'd rather sit at home and sit in the Beis Medrash and learn, or sit at home and learn, and not get involved in something the Cherev Chadu Menachas Al Tzavori. So the answer is, that's not what the Rambam is saying, because you have no right to sit at home. A person is not saying Shema Toimar Mali Ulitzara Azois because I'd rather sit at home. The Shema Toimar Mali Ulitzara Azois is that how do I ever know? And if I don't know, then how could I get involved in something that I could end up in Gehenna? That's the kasha. The kasha is not why get involved. The kasha is that my involvement is almost treacherous. It's sakonis nefoshes. Am I mechuyev to be misakin my nefesh? Because if the knife is against my throat, mistum, it'll cut my throat. So that's what the answer is. All you have to do is paskin the shaila the way you see it. You don't have to fathom the ultimate truth. And the Cherev Chada Munachas is a warning to try your best, not that you have to always guess at the emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And if not, off with the head. Then you drop into Gehenna. That's the pshat. The pshat is not, I'm going to be mishtamit. You can't be mishtamit. You have no right to be mishtamit. That's what the Goyin said. What's the Eitzah? Rahav Reyecha, jump into it more. Keep your Bezdin sign on the door all the time. That's not an inyan to run away. The fear is that I will constantly fail. That's the fear. Like I said, by an Eitzah, there's such a fear. But by Psak Halacha, there's no such fear. Why not? Because Ein L'dayon Ela Masha Ein Avroyes. If you do it right, and it turns out wrong in the end, that's not your responsibility, and it's not your fault. Then the Rambam says, Halacha Yud, L'olam Yilu Ba'adinim L'fanecha Gerishayim, U'becheskas Shekol Echad Mehem Toyin Sheker, because Pirkei Yavis, V'doin L'fi Masha Tira Min Hadvarim. וכשיפטרו מלפנך היו בינך כצדיקים, כשקיבלו עליהם הסדין, ודוין כל אחד מהם לקו סחוס. It's a very interesting concept. It takes us a little bit out of din emes la'amita, but not really. Why? Because there's always the concern that a person who's judging is going to read the people for what they are and misconstrue the psak on account of that. Now, there's a very, very fine line that you have to walk here. It's almost like a tightrope. Why? Because, you see, in Din Emes La'amita, you really have to know the Bali Dvarim. If I smell a rat, that's because the person has about him certain things. So he could be in the right just the same. So what's the pshat? So part of Din Emes La'amita is to cut a very fine line. How do you cut that line? You do not base your assessment of the case on the assessment of the person. You base it on the assessment of the person's presentation of the case. There's a tremendous difference between the two. Because if I am too smooth and too glib, and I end up saying things too fast, I could be the biggest tzaddik, but the presentation is suspicious. He has in here, take a look in the Rosh. There's a fellow that he paid a lot of money back, apparently, and this was all done in a clandestine way, which is highly unusual. It was too much bitzina. Take a look in the paragraph that begins, Ot Shalu. And this is the point that I'm trying to make, is very well illustrated here. You see it? Ay chalu harbe she'elos ki hayod nira lehem, ki Reb Yisrael zeh mastir dvarav, u meshiv teshuvos genuvos. They saw that the way he's talking is not beseder. The talk is not appropriate. V'rotzu lachar belidroi shalohoitzi adobro la'amitoi, v'yofek ivnu, v'nil eisi lichtoiv kulon. Right? I didn't want to tell all of the tainus, but just a little bit. But then he says, Hinei ani roya, shehadayonim chaku v'dorshu heitev, kidei sheyivara Reb Yisrael tshuvosav. They cross-examined this person and demanded him that he should clarify the statements that he made. Why? Ki hoyo teima be'enehem. Eich piroin godol kozeh ye'ase b'mistarim b'koitzes man. How is it possible a person borrows $1 million and all of a sudden it's paid back, chad shtayim shalosh, as they say, and in some sort of surreptitious kind of way? It doesn't sound right. People don't have the money so quickly and they don't pay back so clandestinely. So what is the pshat of what's going on? So what am I trying to bring out? They're not looking at Reb Yisrael and Baidik his tzitzis. What do people say about him in the base medrash? They are asking how he presented his case smells a rat. There's something not beseder about what he's saying. So that's the pshat. The opposite is also true. What happens if you know the person's a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? You can't come into the case, the Dayan is not allowed to come into the case armed with a knowledge of the person's integrity outside of the evidence and the presentation b'shas maisa of the case itself. Which means exactly what the Rambam says, what Pirkei Avos says, you beinecha k'rishoyim. How could you say that? A person not allowed to be in your eyes like a Rasha. That's not being dan l'kav zchus. The Teretz is you have to park external considerations of the Bali Dvarim outside of the Bezdin in order to focus on the verity of the case itself. And it's ke'ilu, it's possible that in this particular case, in spite of the fact that that fellow has a track record and this fellow has a track record of integrity, and that fellow's track record leaves a lot to be desired, in the case itself, it might just be that he's right. And the one who has a great deal of samchus in the past is wrong. Sometimes bekavona, sometimes not even shaloi bekavona. He misunderstood the halacha, or he misread the situation, or he's dumb. You know, there are times people think things that never happened, but they're convinced that they did happen. And they go by that conviction all the way. What happens when they mekabel the din? Then you know that one person was beseder and the other one wasn't. Because he says, I don't owe you money, and all of a sudden Bezdin says, you do. But once he's mekabel that I'm going to pay, then he becomes a zakai be'eneihem. Because there's a chiyuv to be done as kolodom mekav zchus, and now they're not in Bezdin anymore. So that's what the Rambam says. Because it's already after the fact. How does he understand that? So let's continue from where we left off. Again, how could this piron have been made by mistarim b'koitzer zman? The kivnu sheyivara Reb Yisrael dvarov. The Darshu Bishalu Kama Dvarim Shayaroy Shayoshiv Rabbi Yisrael Al Kol Shayla Ushayla Kadei Shayisbar Hadavar the Yetze Hadin Lamitai. For who histir Bamachshach Maisav Udvarov, Velorotza Lahashiv Al Shaylosom, Pen Yitof is Bidvarov Yisbar Hashaker. Uminadin Hoyolo Lahashiv Al Kol Hakiris Adrisha Shahasu. He questions like this. This fellow refused to answer. He pleaded like the Fifth Amendment, you know. There's no Fifth Amendment, but I'm saying he says, I'm not going to answer on the advice of my lawyers, you know. I'm not going to answer you. I'm not mechuyev to answer you. He says, no, me'ikra adini was mechuyev to answer. Why? La'amitai means to avoid a din meruma. K'shebo l'fon of din meruma, yesh lo l'dayin l'achor v'lidrash v'chol mini chakirus adrishois ad sheyetze ha-din la'amitai. In other words, if you have a suspicion that something is not right, you smell something not beseder, the obligation of the dayin is to create a whole network of questioning in order to get to the bottom of it, to get to the truth. And this is part of the responsibility that's dafka by Din Meruma, which you would not have to ask this whole series of questioning if you felt that a confidence that these people are Beseda. Alma sheyesh lo ledayin litzdalik midin meruma shelo ledunay. Ubeperikam de Sanhedrin mashma shezuchus shetchashiv loy shumasu shchina b'Yisrael imudon din meruma v'dayrish v'chayka kedei lo tzila amitay. So he asks a very interesting question. On the one hand, the Gemara seems to say a person is a judge and the witnesses are there, and he feels that this is not beseder. So now the question is, why shouldn't he say, listen, there are witnesses. We are mechuyev to accept the witnesses. They're kosher witnesses. And whatever they say, I have to judge according to that. So let them say, and I'll judge according to it. And everything will be shalom on Yisrael. So it says, Midbar Sheker Tirchak. If you smell that it's Meruma, you're not allowed to go into it and make believe that everything is beseder. Therefore, what should you do? So the Gemara is Mashma, says the Rosh, that you should run for your life. You should avoid engaging yourself in this kind of Din Torah. On the other hand, the Gemara here in Sanhedrin seems to say that if you smell that it's a Din Meruma, what should you do? You go out of your way to, you remain in the Din, but you go out of your way excessively to ask and ask and probe until finally you come to the proper maskana. So which is it? Run for your life or probe and probe? Which of the two? Do you stay or do you run? So how does the Tiritz of Reb Meir Mirotenberg Zal, that was the Rebbe of the Rosh, Tahid Shvuitz Eidus Mayri Kishahateveya Toyin Beramos Oz Yistalik Hadayin V'yavsir Aramai Berama Usai Shlo Yimtza Mishi Yishtadol B'din L'poskoi V'hod Pirka Kamed the Sanhedrin Mayri Shanitva Toyin Beramos V'im Yistalik Hadayin V'pnei Shu Toyin Beramos Nimtza Shu Mistake Berama Usai Shlo Yimtza Mishi Yishtadol B'din V'shoy Gezel B'yodai. In such a case, Let's stop here to catch our breath. What is the Rosh saying very poshut? The Marami Rottenberg had a very intriguing answer to this question. Why sometimes does it say that the judge should run, and sometimes they say the judge should stay and fight, as it were, figure out the emes? He says, who smells like a rat? The one who wants to take the money, or the one who's being challenged to give money? The tayin or the nitan? So let's say the tayin smells like a ganav, meaning I come and I make a whole behola that Chaim Yankel owes me $100,000. And the judge smells that I am presenting a false case, but he can't prove it. And he smells that I'm bringing witnesses who are saying, yeah, the loan took place in this time, in this hotel room, and on and on and on, and you can't break that. But I know from the presentation, I know that something's not right. So what should I do? So he says, what if there's no Beis Din that will take this case? So then the Rami won't be able to succeed. Because without a Din Torah, he doesn't pay the money. And if no one's willing to take the Din Torah, so the Nitan is safe from the ravages, from the Sheker of the Torah. What about the other way around? Let's say he really owes him $100,000. And the Nitan is the scoundrel. He makes a whole bilbul, and successfully he makes a case, but the dayan smells a rat here. He knows he really owes the money, but he can't do anything. What's going to happen if he runs away? And so chayta niskar, of course, because if no bezin's going to take the case, what's going to happen? The fellow who really deserves to get paid is never going to get paid back. And meanwhile, the guy of the shakran, the bum, he's gonna come away with $100,000 in his pocket. So what do you have to do then? You have to take the case. But you can't stop take the case. So what do you do? So the answer is, you go into the kishkes of the thing and you figure it out. Now here is a remarkable explanation of Ein Ledayin Elamasha Ein of Royes, which the Rambam did not say. Or at least the way we explained the Rambam before, that's not what we said. He learns that Ein Ledayin Elamasha Ein of Royes is a tool. In other words, what happens if you can't break the Edom? What happens if you can't challenge the Edom and break them so that they confess? Or what happens if you can't break the Baldova and that he should confess and give up his false challenge, his false statement? So you have the right to judge outside of the law based on your sense of smell. And that's Ein Ledayin Elamasha Ein of Royes. He sees that it's not Beseder. Let's reread those few lines of how he explains it. Vim yistalik min hadin, where who is the troublemaker? The nitva, the one who owes the money, is the shakran, he's the liar. Vim yistalik min hadin, haynu zuchus ki bazei yipote, im shum dayin lo yizdakek ledunoy mipnei shu toyim beramonis veramoz, ve'ena retzol ha'oshev al chakirus adrishos, v'nim tzachoy teniskar. So he'll come away, if no one wants to take the case, the toyin, who's who was the honest one, and wants his money back, is never going to get his money back. V'alzeva kayotze bazema, ena ledayin al mashen of royos. V'kevon, shenira ledayin, So what did the Dayan do? He starts asking questions to the Tayin. And the Tayin realizes where it's headed and he tries to sneak out of it. He squirms and he doesn't answer properly. Oh, why? Umachmas shalo yisbar, because he intends that the truth should not come out. That's why hu kovesh dvarav. That's why he remains silent. V'yasa hadayin ki'ilu heishiv v'nisbar shikrei. So the Dayan has to look at the case and say, I see that he's trying to squirm out of it. What would probably have happened if he had to answer? He would have told us the emes, which is not like what he's saying. Even though he can't prove that he's lying. He can't prove that he's lying. He has no tool that proves that he is a shakran. So what tool is he using? His intuition, his koyach of smell. Where does a dayan come to a koyach of smell? That lies, interestingly enough, in the concept of ein ledayan elamasha ein of reis. He sees, meaning in the sense that the scene in front of him, he smells a rat. It's a very interesting shot. And that's what he says, a couple of rayas. What are his rayas? You see where the Nun Ches is in parentheses about in the center of the line. Nun Ches is in parentheses. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ahu gavra de shama le devisu de ka'amra levrata. Amai loitznias bi sura. Hach itza asara bini isli velesli me abuch elochad. Kikashachiv oma kol nichsi lechad bura. Lo yadi lehei minayu. Also, the Kamei the Rebbe Noah, Omar Lahu Zilu v'Chavutule l'Kivra da'Avuchoin Ad Dekoi Megalu l'Choin Kulu Ozel Ahu deBereihu Loi Ozel Omar Lahu Kulu Nichsei deDohu Bereihu. He says this was a scheme that he figured out, a trick, and this is very interesting because it's not exactly the same. Why? Because it's a little bit bedoyme to the Vilna Gaon's Maisa. Or you have the Maisa with the Basam and the Katsam. You know that Maisa? There was a butcher that had a store next to a Basamim merchant. And there was a money that was lost, and the question is, who stole the money from the Basam? So he found that on the coins, when they dropped it in the water, there was oil like chicken fat. You know, from the butcher, and they knew who was the liar. So, or the there's a story the other way around, which is the same point. that it wasn't stolen, but there was money found in front of the two stores. And the question, the Basam said it's mine, and the Katzav says it's mine. And then they put it in the water, and the water came up with a lot of oil. Obviously, which store did it come from? And whose hands were handling it? The butcher. So the butcher was telling the truth. So anyhow, whichever way the story goes, there was sort of like a test. Now, is this something that would stand up in court, so to speak? I don't know. Is it circumstantial evidence? Maybe. But the fact is that you could use that as your proof if you're using your judgment and you are interpreting the circumstances rather than going by the edus. So let's say Adam got up and said that this money belongs definitely to the Basel and the coins are full of oil. So the Dayan would be able to start screaming at the Edim, you're Shakronim, and even if the Edim wouldn't break, he would be able, according to this, to give it to the Katzav. Because there's no way that that money should have oil on it, and therefore he has to assume that the Edim are telling a lie. So that's part of Ein L'Dayan Elamasha Ein Avroyes kind of thing. In this particular case, there's a whole story, but they all ran. He said, go knock on the grave and find out what the Nifter said. You should go and put your ear to the grave, knock on the grave, and ask him which of the sons did he give it to. The only one that didn't go to the grave was the son that knew that he gave it to him. So Bekitzer, Alma called Dino de Layevsha Levrure, Loyamrinon Yehimunachat Shavaleo. You don't do that necessarily. Say, I don't know. Maybe they are telling the truth. Maybe they're not telling the truth. You have a responsibility to ferret out the truth and give it to the person that really deserves it. You see how he's using this principle. Ein l'dayno masha ein avroyos. Ein avroyos is almost a simile. It's an expression. It isn't what his eyes see. It's like what his eyes really don't see, if you know what I mean. It's what he figures out is between the lines, not the lines themselves. Beyond the testimony of the Eidim, not the testimony itself. Beyond the statement of the Bali Dvarim, not the statement of the Bali Dvarim themselves. Oimid daitoi b'svara mu'etes sheniraloi she'oisei sh'aya b'noi ha'yisa yir'osei tekua b'liboi v'chola kovid l'oviv v'nosan l'ikola n'chosim. And he goes into the case over here, which of course I'm not going into the protein. So there are a number of other examples that the Rush gives to make this point of his of Ein L'dayon Ma She'ela Ma She'ein of Royos, and he continues about making pshara, right? And let's go to the last paragraph. Kolze sabarti ve'erachti loydia she'ein koyach urushus lohoitzia sadin choluk mitachas yodoi she'tzorich ligmar ulahashlim es hadin kedei lahatu sholem ba'olam v'chein nosnu chachomim rushus ladayim lifsoik lefi ru'us einov v'mokoim she'ein hadover yochel izbare barayus ube'iduyois pa'amim ba'omed hadas, u'pa'amim k'mo she'ir ha'dayim b'loi tam u'b'loi raya, u'b'loi oimed hadas, u'pa'amim al derech pshara. U'bedin zeh, sh'adova yodua sh'anitva toyim b'ramos, k'mo she'avar, l'schusay, l'zakoysay, yi efshar, k'mo she'amru chazal, mitvar sheker tirchok, l'stalik yi efshar, k'mo she'kasavti, imken al korcho zokuk hadayim l'dunoy, l'fi oimed daitoy. So the Rambam and the Rosh, they both quote this expression, Ein L'dayon al Masha'ein of Royos. The Rosh's explanation of it is that you have to sometimes use your judgment even when you don't have the ability to paskin according to the facts of the case because you don't trust that it's true, but you can't prove that it's false. So that's part and parcel, according to the Rosh, of Don Din Emes La'amitoi. I wanted also to share with you, in the little bit of time that's remaining, a Maharsha. The Maharsha, Taisus and Baba Basra, Din Emes Lafuke Din Maruma, Apal Gav She'edim Me'idim Oisai, Ein Mechatchen Oisai Kivan She'yoidim She'mishagrim, kidedarshinon la amitoi shlo yatu es hadin. So Tosfos is saying very similarly, you have Edom, and the Edom say black and white that this and this event occurred, and because of this, Chaim Yankel is chayiv money. And you know it not to be true, but there's nothing in the testimony that you can break. You test them, you analyze them. What's the story now? So it's done din emes la'amitai. You do not judge. So what does it mean you don't judge? You run away. So that the Rosh explained in the name of the Maharam, he run, but depends if the Toiveya is the one or the Nitva is the one. Tosfos doesn't really get into it. The Maharsha says, on the Gemara in Baba Basra, this Gemara, Maskilim Yasiru Hadimyum Bozeh, why are the Dayonim who judge Din Emes La'amitai compared to the stars in the constellations? Kezoyar Harakia. So he says, Avshu Mishtana Lekama Maris Mishina Atvoyim. He says the Rakia is sometimes blue and sometimes red and sometimes gray and sometimes beige. It depends on the atmospheric conditions, says the Maharsha. So even though it changes, that's only Ba'olam HaTachtoin. But when you get beyond the atmosphere, it's a very beautiful pshat. When you get beyond the atmosphere, it has that same dark blue look. An astronaut, that's what he sees in space. A certain dark blue. But the look that we have changes because of the differences in the atmospheric condition and related in yon. So he says, Hine mar isay ha amitis l'sapir doime v'sapir l'kisa akovod k'raminu b'per kisa adab. Kol dayan, therefore, hamaskil, k'sheyira hadin mishuna, when he sees these atmospheric conditions changing, so to speak, he sees that things are not what they ought to be, he's able to transcend that. Right? So he's ein leilach achrov loimar ein l'dayan al mashein avroyes l'fiyo edus. Elo yodin oisa defi amitus ha'inyan. Vezehu din emes la'amitai. Ki lo yoimar lodin oisa din emes l'fi edus. Ach kishayira by din merume yachtakas emes l'fi amitas ha'inyan. Ubazeh yizdame gamkin l'boiroi shudayan emes l'fi amitas ha'inyan. Ki hu yire la'levov. Vezeh kivnu b'perikama de Shabbos. Kodayin shudon din emes la'amitai. Nasa shutuf la'kadosh baruch hu. You know what the Maharsha is saying here is very different than what we said before. What the Maharsha is saying here is that din emes la'amitai is not to be judging l'fisha ein avroyes. It's mamish the opposite of the Lashon Harash. Why? Because he learns exactly as we were masbir in the Chafetz Chaim's Torah, that there's a difference between giving an Eitzah and paskening a Shaila. Why is paskening a Shaila easy? Because ain't l'dayin l'mashen avroyes. Why is giving an Eitzah hard? Because ha'adam yirulay naim, Hashem yirulay leva. What is the Maharsha saying? That sometimes the din has to be approached from the perspective of Eitzah, not from the perspective of Psak. That's what he's saying. He's saying that sometimes the Dayan has to immerse himself into the Inyan and feel the Inyan and see how much he can figure out the heart, not the eyes. Because when Ein L'dayan Amash Ein Avroyes breaks down, why does it break down? Because you know that the eyes are misleading you. Because he uses the eyes literally. Eyes means the facts. The eyes means the testimony. The eyes means the statement of the Bali Bar. Normally, Ein L'dayan Amash Ein Avroyes. But what happens if you know that it's not so? You know that it's not so. Not that it might not be so. See, when it might not be so, that's not your responsibility. Everything smells good. You have to paskin according to the witnesses, and whatever happens, happens. And if Chas V'Shalom turns out wrong in that case, it's not your fault, nor is it your responsibility. And you're not even supposed to go there. You're not a Navi. But here we're talking about a situation, says the Maharsha, where you know instinctively, intuitively, and you're sure that it's wrong. But the facts, when they speak for themselves, will lead you in a certain direction. You are obligated to paskin against the facts. And that puts you in the Eitzah department, as it were, in quotation marks, and not in the psak department. Because the psak can't be, then you have to shift over. How hard is it to really fathom the emes? Ein hachanami. So it's taka hard. But when you're convinced, you have an obligation to go in that direction, and that's when din emes is la'amitai. If you see that the atmosphere is colored blue or green or yellow or white, and you know that it's supposed to be red, then you cannot paskin blue, yellow, green, or white. And that's where la'amitai, it's the emes color, which if you compare it to the atmosphere would be dark sapphire or whatever it is. So this is what the Maharsha says, which is very, very different in determining. It's not different in his maskona la'alocha, how you do it. It's a difference in the terminology, ein l'dayin alamasha ein avrayis. So we'll go a little bit weiter in the Maharsha now. So he says, that's why he becomes a shutuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu apirish ha-kosfu toysu sham la'afuki din meruma, gam b'shmait din diktiku l'farish l'oshin emes la'amitoi, the emes is la'afuki din meruma, u'la'amitoi shalo yatu. That's how he understands the Tosfos as well. So now he says, u'baze yipol kushas ma'ari karoi b'beis Yosef turchoi shen mishpat, l'pirish ha-tosfos, the Tevas Emes Havisagi Lahai Ad Kan Lashainai. The Beis Yosef wonders why Tosfos, according to Tosfos's pshat, that it should not be a Din Meruma, why doesn't it simply say Din Emes? Din Emes is not Meruma. Why does it say Din Emes La'amitai? The Vilna Goyen's question that he explained that you need that extra dimension, that's La'amitai, to come to the real truth. So that's what the Maharsha is saying. That Tosis means that there's a truth that's based on witnesses, which sometimes is false. And if you suspect that, you have to go to the truth that's based on your judgment. And that becomes a din emes la'amitai, because it's the real truth. It's Hashem's truth. So that's din emes la'amitai. What's the first emes that's not la'amitai? The witness's emes, which we would expect he's obligated to follow. So comes along the halacha and says, no, when it's a din meruma, when you smell that it's meruma, you have a right to go beyond the emes to the ultimate emes. That's how he learns emes, but it's la'amitai. That's what he says. Chassam Sofer says, din emes la'amitai, ayin tosef of a basra. Chassam Sofer is in Masechah Shabbos, Dav Yud, the same gemara, din emes la'amitai. He says that the both points are correct. There's an emes la'amitai the way the Maharsha is masbir, and there's another emes la'amitai that you don't have a sense of the Baalei Dvarim's, as I mentioned to you earlier, that you have a sense of the integrity of the Baalei Dvarim that's based outside and prior to the case itself. That's a bias, and you're not allowed to have that bias. That's you b'neichem karishai. Okay, anyhow, the din emes la'amitai, that extra la'amitai, is very fatzvaik de'inyan. Also, I didn't mention to you, or learn with you, the Tosfos Yontif. He mentions the Gur Aryeh, his Rebbe, the Maral, and he quotes him in Parshas Yisroi. And he quotes the Maral, he says, Tupshatim. And then he writes, Ushnei apirushim einam oylem misyashvim elu l'gemar b'shabbos, aval l'mishna senu, the mishna at the end of Maseches Peah, it doesn't seem right. And because it says, v'hoya Hashem miftachoi, right, einam mitzapel etashlum gmul, v'chein kro d'chi ashoichet ya'aver, d'maisele meseifa. So what is that all about? And therefore he discusses the explanation of the gemar, of this mishnah, different than the explanation that the Maharal Miprag gave. The end of Maseches Peah has this statement that a dayan has to be dan din emes la'amitai, and he quotes the pasuk that he has bitochen. So the question is, what does the bitachin have to do with it? So you have to look at the mefarshim there, but you have here the Taisis Yantiv that discusses it.